Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dub Knight.
Again, I'm talking about the crazy deranged, you know, living here. My goal is to try to move out of here, as I told you. I'm a musician, you know, I got attention with my music, but I don't want a pervert to look in my home. There are allegations and there are likely the possibility that that has occurred. There was rumors that a board member or a police officer allowed the pervert in my building to look, perverts to look in my home without my authorization, which is a misdemeanor. It is a misdemeanor under California law. If you look it under, that is racketeering and that's illegal. As I said before, I don't want no pervert or no criminal to look in my home. They have criminals in this neighborhood. They have people I don't socialize with, even in my building. I believe this is a pervert building. As I said before, I wanted the police to just investigate. I can't keep calling the police about it. I don't want to live in a with someone talk about me using the bathroom. Again, that's sick and deranged, potentially dangerous, because they're committing a crime. A crime may have been committed here. I may be a victim of a pervert. If they were told by a police officer or somebody, that is illegal, or somebody on the board, because they said that they can do whatever they want. I don't want that sight. A wacko or a sick person to peep. My home is not for someone else to peep into. It's a crime. Yes, I do believe that the allegations may be true. It is truth about a pervert living in the 730s of Haskell. I don't know why. I hope that the police can arrest him if they find any evidence to this, because it may be. They need to be arrested in prison. If they're allowed to by authority figure or somebody, that is so wrong. It is illegal. That person is a conspiracy to commit a crime, allowing people to commit crimes to trespass. It is no excuse, whether I talk about some sick and deranged nonsense. I don't mention anybody's name. I have every right. That is no excuse to retaliate. I mean, I have crazy people in this building or neighborhood. I have somebody think it's a conservative neighborhood. This ain't no conservative neighborhood. That's a delusion, deranged. It's only Democrats elected in this area. They elected a mayor, a Democrat. I don't see no conservative majority. If it was, I wouldn't be living here. I mean, goddamn, basic common sense. My home is not for people to look into, and I'm going to file a legal action sooner or later because I do believe that it may be true. There were gossiping and allegations in this building. The police told me to put on my window, no trespassing, no voyeurism, and these crazy people keep coming over here anyway. Yes, they're crazy and deranged. They got these sick ulterior motives about my mental health, which is so untrue, it's defamation. They just think I'm block facility. That is never going to happen. I'm too high functioning. I am in control of my life, and I don't want no deranged pervert to try to come over here and violate my constitutional rights. I went to law school for this with my EGAD, NJD. Even if I didn't, you know, they teach reasonable expectation of privacy. Even a lawyer told me this several times, reasonable expectation of privacy. Nobody can look in someone's private area, bedroom, bathroom, unless I open a window and open it for everybody to see, and I covered it up. And the truth is, you can't even see. But when allegations say that they can see me or my friend use the bathroom or shower or talking about my stomach in the bathroom, that is seriously disturbed, and that is a crime. I hope that somebody investigates this building, get the pervert out of here or in the neighborhood, locked up in prison, and you won't never see me complain about this again. if it's anything to do with my music or attention like that, they should not be coming over here. These are strangers. And as I said before, it's basic common sense when you deal with people you don't know. You don't go up to strangers and harass strangers unless you're a deranged, crazy person or a dangerous person. I don't go up to someone, I see somebody next door to me or so on, and I had never been a friend. I just start harassing them without knowing them. You got to be a psycho. You got to be dangerous. We don't go by skin color either. The police and maybe the mayor and the governor may have to get involved, definitely the state, because there may be violations of my privacy or other people's privacy in this building. I don't want nobody looking at me naked or listening to my conversation. They were outside talking about me, calling, making a phone call, and I do suspect. Do I believe there's voyeurism? The answer is, without evidence or so on, yes, I do believe that there is a possibility, and I do believe, yes. Yes, it's illegal. It violates the law. If it goes to court, there would be no way a judge would condone this. It can't be condoned in any way. When we deal with people, even serious situations, we deal with people directly. There can't be no investigation in someone's home without them knowing. It cannot. You can't even violate somebody's expectation of privacy. Private area is bathroom, bedroom, anywhere in the condo, living room, kitchen, dining room. If the windows are closed, that's expectation of privacy. Now, publicly, that's a different story. When I walk out the door, close the door, my front door, and I walk out into the courtyard or walk out in a sidewalk, that's a totally different story. That's public. So when I come out, if someone take a picture of me or whatever, I have no control. If I walk on the sidewalk, walk in a courtyard outside, walk up the stairs or whatever, that's different. But when I go into the home and close the door, that's my right under law. It's a federal law as well as a state law. I don't want nobody peeping in my home. And yes, I do believe it was violated, but I need more evidence, and there's going to be other allegations. These allegations persist. These people are dangerous. I mean, I told you about the weird and fact file with the six and deranged people, saying, calling me a priest. I am not no priest. I never will be. Saying, oh, technically I own. It's none of their business whether I own a home or not. I own it legally. That's all that matters, just like any other. It's no big deal. I'm boring. I mean, why don't they move on with their lives? I'm not going to be attracted to no nosy, deranged psycho or no pervert. It's against the law. And I think they do it because I'm doing these podcast shows and they're worried about the business image. That's not an excuse to be a criminal. It's not no excuse to be a pervert. It's not an excuse. Well, you go in front of a judge, which eventually they will, because I do believe in one way or the other, indirectly or directly, it's going to be a big scandal and a big criminal situation here. I do believe that's going to happen because these people are lawlessness. They don't care about anything. They think they can do whatever they want until they go to prison or go get sued or something. I do believe something's going to happen. I don't want nobody coming around who don't know how to respect boundaries. You want to have a sick person like that? Perhaps they don't know, they come from a different country and they don't or their mental health is to the fact that they just don't understand buildings and boundaries, which is the case. Yes, it is. So the truth is, all that is true. But the evidence is a gossiping in the window and conspiracy. I don't know why. I don't talk to nobody. I don't know nobody. I'm very nice to strangers. But if I don't know them, I let them be. I only deal with people who I know. My family, my friends who I deal with daily, that's who you know. I don't deal with a stranger. A stranger is somebody who lived next door to me. I don't talk about him or her or whatever, and vice versa. But my music or being in the industry should not be a catalyst for this. I don't like talking about these personal issues. And I know that some people will probably listen, oh, why are you talking about it? I have to because it's so peculiar and it's so way out that no human being in America, and most American citizens don't deal with the situation that I talk about. Before I moved here, I didn't complain about this until I moved here. Do you think that most American citizens, even in L.A., deal with something like that? I don't think so. They don't have no pervert or somebody talk about somebody looking in someone's home. I guess they do have homeless people out here who are so deranged, and I'm glad they passed the CARE Act. And I'm, you know, to put these people in the hospital, which is definitely the case where I live, because where I live is a homeless element, and there are people who simply are out of touch with the rest of the L.A., or perhaps the whole world. I don't like being talking about the situation like this because this is personal. But the reason why I talk about it is because when somebody talks about my home inside what I'm doing or talk about me naked, that's really sick. And when they go and violate, allegedly, the inside, violate the expectation of privacy, which requires a court, police, and then somebody say they can do whatever they want. They said the officer could get fired if that is true. But they make up stories. If it's a board member, they can be in a lot of trouble. I think that's a lie. I don't know. But it may be true. I mean, I ain't no criminal. I don't have no criminal history. I mean, these are some sick people. They say things that are totally untrue, and they say to drive me crazy or to press my buttons, and I don't even know them, which is insane. Remember what happened with the Colorado shooting, you know? Because I had to deal with people. These people are just like those people. I don't want no deranged person who I don't know target me for no reason because of their bigotry or their craziness. That guy was not well. That guy was not well. So it happens with a crazy person who don't understand boundaries and go and shoot up a whole bunch of innocent people. You know, we have to be careful about crazy people. We have to. We have to be really crazy, careful about crazy people because some people are dangerous. If they don't respect boundaries, they are capable of anything. And the truth is, you can't see anything from outside if you look up. There's no way. That's why I said it was allegations. They were spreading allegations. They could have, what they do, put a signal or some whatever. If it ain't no evidence of trespassing and it's just someone's craziness, it's still deranged. But when they, I believe it is, and but I have to say I don't have evidence, so I leave it to find out whether it's true or not. But I do believe, but it definitely, they said they could do whatever they want. They did say that in the gossip. It was innuendo. I'm tired of listening to this craziness, talking about it. I got to get out of here. But my music is so important to me. You know, I like to just, I mean, I like to be private, and I like to talk about rational things like my music and other things in this world. I don't want to talk about this. This is not something I talk about. I talk about it again because it doesn't make sense. And it could be a violation. It's craziness. It's sanity. So the insanity has to be addressed so that these people can be locked up or the building can be quiet and normal and you won't hear me complain about anything. But I don't know. I want to talk about my music because I've written so many songs. And again, it's such a difficult undertaking. I talk about it because these are just haters. They're not evil. They're evil, but haters. Saying I'm not going to make any music. Well, it's not up to them to make that decision. It's up to the record executives and it's up to the public. So many opinions. So I don't listen to the haters, but I also don't listen to crazy people who say things that ain't true or say things that are really so bizarre that they need to be locked up in the hospital. I mean, they've really made up stories about me because I mentioned this over and over again. They think something wrong with my health. Let me tell you, my health is fine. I don't want to talk about it, but I feel it has to be addressed in this manner for me to just get it out of my head, because I listen to it every day about somebody saying they saw me talk, calling the governor, or saw me in the bathroom talk about my nipples, or say I'm using the bathroom graphically talk about me in my bedroom. And they actually saying things that are sometimes true. So I wonder what they do, got binoculars or whatever. I try to ignore it, but then I'm like, why is this person outside locked up, you know, making up stories? Or if it's true, it's such a violation. It's no way. There's no excuse for it. And then the allegation, they were gossiping that someone gave them permission. They can do whatever they want. They can peep in my home whenever they want. That is a violation. That's a crime. It is a crime. But I don't like hearing this, you know. But I was going to stop talking about it, but every day I hear a sickness. I don't know. I hope that the police and the psychiatrists can get involved. They have to. For me, I'm going to continue to do what I need to do and address it. Because until it's resolved, nobody should be doing that to me or anybody, violating someone's expectation of privacy, even whether it's true or not. If it is true, it's a crime. It is no excuse. Good day, good night from Dove Knight.